Yes, I'm joined now by the Worcester City manager, Carl Healy. Carl, you're forced to settle for a draw, but should City have been out of sight by half-time?
I thought possession-wise, there was nothing in the game. I thought it was a very even game, but you know, we clearly had the better of the chances, and we probably should have won the game based on the chances we had. But you've got, you know, it's not about the chances; it's about being ruthless and taking them. It hasn't happened, so we move on and we go to a replay Tuesday night, and we have to try and be more ruthless and take the chances on Tuesday, because we will get opportunities.
Both of your main strikers today have been scoring goals, but they both had chances in the first half today, but just couldn't hit the net.
That happens. You know, it's when you've scored sort of 10 goals in the last three games, you're going to draw a blank sometimes. That is football. So as I say, we're not despondent. We've played reasonably well. We probably should have won the game, as I say, on chances, but we haven't. So it's still as it was beforehand.
Telford came more into the game in the second half, and Boot had to save well from McCarthy when he was put through.
He did, but you know, in comparison to the chances we had, I thought it was bread and butter for Booty, really. I'd expect him to make those saves. But as I say, we knew it was going to be a tight game, we knew it was going to be tough, and it was exactly as we thought it would be, and it panned out exactly like that.
Still unbeaten in September, third clean sheet in a row, plenty of positives to take from today.
Look, the positives are we're still in the competition, but the boot's on the other foot now. Telford become favourites, and they should go through because they've got the home advantage, but hopefully that plays into our hands.
Playing so soon on Tuesday night against the same side, it was quite a physical game today. Are you tempted to make changes?
Well, let's see. We've got Hutch and Junior English will be back available to us. There's a few tired legs there because it's been a real heavy schedule since we kicked off early August. So it might be we freshen it up, but we've got the players to freshen it up. So it's whoever comes in, I know they'll do a good job for the club.